You're holding the Mishnah and Daf Lamed Ches again. Start over there. Yeah, Rabbi Eliezer Oymer, Yom Tov Hasamach LeShabbos. You have a Yom Tov that's next to Shabbos. That means either Beimil Lefneho, hey, Friday was Yom Tov and Shabbos, or else Beimil Achreo, you had a Shabbos, and then you had a Yom Tov Friday afterwards. Is the Alocha Ma'ariv Odom Shnei Yeruvim. Because Rabbi Eliezer Sheet there is to have two different Kedushas, and you have to make two different Erevs, one for Shabbos and one for Yom Tov. The Oymer, and a person says, Eruv Berishon Lemizrach. Let's say Friday is Yom Tov. So Thursday night, Thursday puts down the Erev and says, for Friday for Yom Tov, I want it to be on the Mizrach side. Over Sheni Lemarev, on Shabbos, then Friday he comes back and puts the Erev down again. He makes a second Erev for Shabbos. Shabbos, he wants to be able to walk up Haimamo to the Marev side. Rels Fakir, Berishon Lemarev. The first day he wants to go to Marev. That means he's living in the middle, and he puts his Erev down up Haimamo out of his place, either from his house or from the city. Alpayim Amorati puts the Erev down here, so he can walk from here another Alpayim Amor. Over Sheni Lemizrach, the opposite, the second day, he could say he wants to go Alpayim Amor Lemizrach. Or else, Eruv Berishon, the first day, Taka Erev Kibichal, he can make an Erev Berishon. Over Sheni Kibnei Iri, he could say the second day, Bichal, I don't want any Erev Kibichal. The second day, the din is Amamish Kibnei Iri. Or else, Eruv Bisheni, he could say, just punk the second day he wants the Erev to be Chal, over Rishon Kibnei Iri. And the first day, I don't want any Erev to be Chal. And that's Rebbe Eliezer Shita. In other words, Yom Tov and Shabbos are called two different Kedushas. And you could say each day has its own din Erev, Eruv Tchumim. You can make the first day whichever way you want, and the second day whichever way you want. The Chum say no. Oy Ma'arib L'Ruach Achas, Oy Einim Arab Kolikum. The Chum hold, the kids will see, they hold Yom Tov and Shabbos is called like one long day, like one Kedushim. So either you make one Erev for both days, or else you can't make anything. So that's Lashon, Oyim Arab L'Ruach Achas, either you make an Erev for one side, for both days, or Yein Arab Kolikur, or else there's no Erev at all. Oyim Arab L'Shnei Yomim, of course the exact same thing, or else make the Erev should be Chal for 2 days, or Yein Arab Kolikur, or else you can't make an Erev for each day. In other words, you can't make an error for one day and not for both days, because they hold Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's considered like one long Kedusha. It's like one long day. Therefore, you have to have the Erev for the whole Yom Tov, for the whole Shabbos and Yom Tov. Kate said, what's the case? Now, Lechur, or let's see Rashi. Rashi, Marav Odom Shnei Yeruvin. Im Hoyut Sorech Yom Rishon Lelech Lekan. On the first day, Friday, you have to go to Mizrach. Is Yochol Arav LeMizrach LeMarav Erev Yom Tov Harishon. You can make one Erev for Erev Yom Tov to go one way, and then for Shabbos you can make another Erev the other way. The Eruv Shel Mizrach Yikne Li HaYom LeTzorech Mochom. The Eruv Shel Marav Yikne Li Bevein Hashmoshes LeMochom LeTzorech Yom Sheni. The Iksav Reb Leze Shabbos VYom Tov Lav Kichad Yom Aricha Ninum. He holds Shabbos and Yom Tov is not called like one Yom Arich is called. Elish Tei Kedushis. The din is it has a din like two Kedushis. Ulechol Chad Yom Islei Chodesh Shvisa. Each day Shabbos and Yom Tov has its own din to it. Ulechol Chad Mitne Lei Shvisa Liezit Tzad Shiyutzim. Each day has its own Kedusha, whichever Tzad you want to. Ulechol Chad Mitne Lei Shvisa Liezit Tzad Shiyutzim. Each day has its own Kedusha, whichever Tzad you want to. Ulechol Chad for the first day, and it's not Kedusha for the second one. It's two different days. Who are then Erev Berishon of a Shenik of Neiri? Klaima. V'yim lo yhoi yroit zelelech elo b'yechod minat sodim b'yoyim rishon. Only the first day he wanted to go one way, an extra payim amam. Over Sheni, the second day, with the Shabbos and the Yom Tov, ein tzorech lozes mitchumai. He doesn't have to go out of his own house, his own tchum around his house. Is loy lakam, loy lakam. He doesn't have to go anything special, mizrach amarev. V'yein yroit zelahas. He doesn't want to lose out anything. Loy apayim shotchum mikan, loy apayim shotchum mikan. Is Yarev Erev Echod. He can make just like a one Erev. Litzat Shiroi Tzalelech Boi V'yom Rishon. Go there the first day. V'yom Erev, he says, Eruv Izeh Yikne Li L'Tzorech Mocher. This Erev should be kind of for me L'Tzorech Mocher. Uvesheni, the second day, Harein Ike B'nei Iri. I'm like my B'nei Iri. Shalai Irivu, I didn't make any Erev. Oy Im Ho Yitzorech Lelech B'sheni V'loi B'rishon. Yom Erev Zeh Yikne Li B'nei Shmosh Yishol Mocher. Uvesheni Ike B'nei Iri. The kids say Shabbos and Yom Tov are two different Kedushas. You can make an error for Shabbos and not for Yom Tov, for Yom Tov and not for Shabbos. Chom say no. Oy Marav L'Ruach Achas, L'Tzorech Shnei Yomim. Either you make one error for one side for both days. Oy Ein Marav Kolikur. afilu litzad echod liyos biyechod min ayomim kibnei iroi. You can't make it ayenimar of kolikir afilu litzad echod. You can't do it for one side, just one day. It's either the whole day or nothing. That the same svara for one side means that for both days it has to have one Erev. Because see, whole Shabbos and Yontif is like one long day. Like we'll see, just like on one Shabbos. You can't say on the Shabbos, I want the first few hours my Erev to be Chal on Mizrach, and the next few hours to be Chal on Marav. That you can't do. It's either one the whole time or nothing. So that's Chacham Shita. Shabbos and Yontif is called one Kedusha. So the Mishnah now, Kate said Yasa, what's the case where you can make an Erev? Chur, this is going back to Rabbi Elazar Shita, that Shabbos and Yom Tov, you have to have two different Erevs, one for Shabbos, one for Yom Tov. What's the, how do you do it? Kate said Yasa, is Malichai Berishon. You put it there, let's say Rishon here means Friday, which is Yom Tov. You have Yom Tov Erev Shabbos. So he goes there, Malichai Berishon means Thursday afternoon. He walks outside the Trum, Umach Shecholov, he waits there until it comes Thursday night till Yom Tov comes. So it's Chal the Erev for Friday, because Ben Hashemosh is Thursday night, he was outside in the field there. The night line, and he takes it away. Ubo loy basheni. He takes it back, because once the Erev is Chal Ben Hashemosh, it's good for the whole Yom Tov. Now, when he wants to make the second Erev for Shabbos, he has to come back again Friday afternoon, and again, Mach Shefolov, he stays there Friday night, B'shas Bekniyas, B'shas Ben Hashemosh, V'yoichloy, and then he's allowed to eat his Erev. Ubaloi, and he comes back home. The nimsa mishtake belichosai, he gained the fact he walked there. Or mishtake beruvai, and he was a shtake that he could eat his erev. Rashi says, Malicha Rashi learns ha-shliach. He could send the shliach, berishon, erev yomtev shlefnei ha-shabbos. He could send the shliach on Thursday, which is erev yomtev. Umach shecholav achiyik nerev. And the shliach stays there with the erev Thursday until it comes bein ha-shmoshes of the first day yomtev. That's how the erev. So then the shliach, when he comes back home Thursday night, he could take the Erev back with him. Why Shem Yoivet? Maybe the Erev will get lost that night there. Then he won't have an Erev to make for Shabbos for the second day. Kidiktoni, like we learned, if the Erev got eaten up the first day, which is Erev Shabbos Friday, you can't use it on Shabbos. There's no Erev there on Shabbos. So the best answer is, when you go there Thursday, wait till Thursday night, till the Erev is Chal for Friday. Then take the Erev home with you. Then you want to make an Erev again for Shabbos, walk there again Friday on Yom Tov, and put the Erev down again.
The fact you, or else some girls say heter,
the fact you went there and put the Erev down, you chal a heter for Yom Rishon, you have the heter. That you eat it. Uve Yom Tov Achas Shabbos. Now, what about Yom Tov comes out after Shabbos? Tlayef Shabbochi. If Yom Tov comes out on Sunday, then you don't have the eights on Shabbos to walk there with the Erev and put it down on Shabbos. Shabbos you can't carry. Is the law called Malicha Berishon? The eights are Fakert. Walk there the first day on Erev Shabbos. For Chayzav Ahilach Shom B'Sheni. Then walk there again on Shabbos Tam Lirois to see if you're lucky. Im Kaim Eruvai. If the Erev is still there, you put it down Friday to be kainer for Shabbos. Now, if you want it to be kainer also for Sunday, for the first day, for Yom Tov, you have to walk there on Shabbos to make sure the Erev is still there. If you see the Erev is chal on Shabbos, then you can eat it then. Yeah. So the kiss of this is the Chachom Shita, the what that they're blive two different days, and you have to have two different Erevs, one for Shabbos, one for Friday, one for Yom Tov, one for Shabbos. Right, no, there's no different way, right. It's going to be the same place, right. Right, it's only the same place, right. Yeah, right. Next of the Mishnah, Necho Berishon. Let's say the Erev was eaten up the first day. Is Eruv Elerishon V'ein Eruv Elesheni. Mashma, this is according to everybody. This is going to be the Kashiv. You learn that the Chomim, that it's called one long day, Salamash, on Shabbos itself. If you put an Erev down at the beginning of Shabbos, even though it's eaten up in the middle of Shabbos, still it's mutter that day. Because once it's chal ben hashmosh, it's chal for the whole day. So how come here the chom ma'moida? If you put the Erev down, let's say Friday, on Thursday afternoon, for Friday the first day Yom Tov, and it was eaten up on Friday, you can't use it for Shabbos. So the question, why not? If you hold this cold one long day, it should be good. Still the chom say no. If the Erev was eaten up during the first day, the second day the Erev is not chal. And we'll see in the Gemara ask this question, why not?
Like Rebbe Lez, it's very good. Rebbe Lez, well, Shabbos and Yom Tiv is called two different Kedushas. You need two different Erevs. So it was eaten up after the first day, it doesn't help for the second day. But like Chachamim, the Chur, it's called one Kedusha, why isn't it good? So Gemara will ask this question. Vaitam, is Nechal Berishan, is Aruva the Rishan, Vienei Aruva the Sheni. The Erev doesn't help for the second day. Omer Rebbe Lez, Moedem Atem Li, Shem Shtei Kedushas. Like this is Rebbe Lez's question to Chachamim. The Chur, you Moedem to me, is considered two different Kedushas. Like, why did your Moedah, if you put the Erev down Friday for Yom Tov, and it got eaten up on Friday, on Shabbos you can't go out with this Erev. Why not? If you're telling me it's one long Kedusha, once the Erev was Chal at the beginning, it should be good for the whole long day. Elamai Yuchacham Ma'moedah to me, it looks like two separate days. Yom Tov and Shabbos are two different Kedushas. Sabzayit Shaver, why do you say, like, if you can't make an Erev for one way, and then the second day make another error for the second way? Like, l'chura, there's a stira to rachamim. Is it called one day, or is it called 2 days? Yeah. So this we'll see in the Gemara, what the teres to rachamim is. So the Gemara, the rachamim say a loshin is l'ruach achas, that for the 2 days, Shabbos and Yom Tov, if you only make like an error for one way, l'ruach achas. So the Gemara reminds you, what does it mean, l'ruach achas, one way, only for Mizrach side, you can put down Yeruv? That means l'shnei yomim. That means for both days, the Shabbos and the Yom Tov, your one Erev has to be the same side for both days. It means Shabbos and Yom Tov can only walk to Mizrach side. So drash l'ruach achas tektoni masnisin mai ninu. Pshita, this pshita, l'shnei yomim koma v'nichusam. So pshita means the one side you want to go to Mizrach, that one side is going to be for 2 days, for Shabbos and for Yom Tov. Then the Mishnechom say, l'shnei yomim, that the one Erev you put down has to help for 2 days. Mind you, what does it mean it helps for 2 days? L'ruach achas. It means that these 2 days, Shabbos and Yom Tov, you could only go one way. There is not like Rebbe Lezer says, you could put one area for Mizrach and one area for Maariv. Because Rebbe Lezer holds the Mamash 2 different days. Chum say no, it's like one Kedushah. So you put the area of down for Mizrach side, it has to work both for Shabbos and for Yom Tov. It's for Gemara, Hainu Kamaisa. Like was a Chum say a double Lashon form? Oy Maariv L'ruach achas. Or else they say, 2 days, and one side is saying the exact same thing. It means to say that for both days, Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Erev has to be both the same side. It has to be only for Mizrach. So why does the Chacham say a double Lashon here? So the Gemara Hochi Kam relay, Rabbanan the Rebbe Lezer. This is what the Rabbanan answered back to Rebbe Lezer. Aren't you moedah to me? Shein marvin liyoyim echod, chetziyav litzofon, v'chetziyav lidorin. This is what Rabbanan answered, asked Rebbe Lezer. Like, you Rebbe Lezer, aren't you Moedah, let's say on Shabbos itself, just a portion of the Shabbos, you can't put down two Erevs, one on Mizrach side and one on Maariv side, and say, the first half of Shabbos I want my Erev, my Shvisa to be Chal on the Mizrach side, and the second half of Shabbos I want to be Chal on the Maariv side. That you can't do. Shein Marvin liyoyim echot chetzi l'tzofen chetzi l'dorim. You can't do tzofen and dorim. So the same question should be, how come on Yom Tov and Shabbos, how could you put 2 different Erevs down? Omar Lehen, Rebbe Lez answered back, Aval, you're 100% right, it's true what you're saying. Or Bezoi, the Kasher is then, Kishem, Shem, Marvel, Yom Echot, Chetz L'Dorim, V'Chetz L'Tzofen. So Chom say, if you're moided to this, so the same way on one day Shabbos, you can make an Erev half a day for Tzofen, half a day for Dorim, is Kach, Chom say, the same din should be, Ein Marvel, L'Shnei Yomim. You can't make an Erev for 2 days of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Yom Echad the Mizrach, one day Shabbos, you want the Erev to be Chal on Mizrach side. The Yom Echad the Maariv, and then for the second day Yom Tov, any time you put a second Erev to the Maariv side, but it shouldn't be Chal. That's the Chom Shita, the Chom hold, or Shabbos and a Yom Tov, one after another, is considered like one long day. It has one long Kedusha. So just like on one Shabbos, you can't divide it up half and half, who are then a Shabbos and a Yom Tov, you can't divide it up half and half. That's the Chom Taina to Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer answers back, no, there's a big difference. Hosom Kedushachas. What are you asking me from Shabbos? One day Shabbos, Pshita, you can't divide it in half, because it has one Kedusha. Shabbos is one Kedusha, so the Erev is Chal, or Bein HaShemosh, the beginning, or the last second of Friday, the beginning of Shabbos, that's when it's Chal. So when it's Chal once, it's Chal for the whole day. But Hochla Beis Kedushas. But here, when you have a Shabbos and a Yom Tov, they're called 2 different Kedushas, so I can make one area for the Mizrach side on Yom Tov and one area for the Maariv side on Shabbos. That's Rebbe Lezer Shita. Om Alehem Rebbe Lezer. So Rebbe Lezer now tines back to Chachomim. Rebbe Lezer is going to bring a riot to him, Akash on the Chachomim. Iyatem Moedim, aren't you Moedim to me, the Chachomim? Shim Erev Baragla V'yom Rishon. Let's say B'yom Rishon, let's say Friday is Yom Tov. So you walk there Thursday night, like Ben Hashmoshes, the beginning of Yom Tov, you walked outside the Tchum Baraglov. You walked there, the Bala Bos stood there, Mamash Baraglov. Is Alocha Mara Baraglov B'yom Sheni. That you yourself are Moedichomim, that if on Shabbos you want the Erev to be Chal also, you have to like make a second Erev for Shabbos. You can't just use the Erev you made on Thursday night for Friday for Yom Tov, but on Friday you have to walk back there again at the Tchum to make another Erev for Shabbos. That's what Yerucham also hold. And therefore you say at the end of the Mishnah that Nechal Aruva B'yom Rishon, let's say on Friday, the first day Yom Tov, the Erev was eaten up, is Alocha and Yoitzi Olo V'Sheni, the B'yom Sheni. Tomorrow on Shabbos you're not allowed to use that Erev. That's what Yerucham Mamoedit to me. That the second day, Vices is not called an extension of the first day, but we look at the second day as a new day by itself. And if the second day doesn't have its own Erev, you can't go out. Is Omer Loi Avo. The Chum said, yes, we're masking to you. Taka right? That's what we hold. If you put the Erev there for Friday, for Yom Tov, it does not help for Shabbos. Of a Zoy, Hai Layoi. The Chura, so Rabbi Lezer says, the Chura, you moided to me, that what? Beis Kedusha is saying. The Chura, you also moided to me that Shabbos and Yom Tov are called two different Kedushas. And that's why you say if the Erev is eaten up on Friday, you can't use it on Shabbos. Because it's a second day now, Shabbos. It needs a new Erev on Shabbos. So the Chura Chum is a Stira, Menei Bey. What's the Chum Shita? After Gemara of Rabbon and the Pshan Rabbonin is Svukei Misafkelu. The Rabbonin Taka Mesupik. What's the Halacha? The Mesupik. If a Shabbos and Yom Tov is called like one long day, or is it called like two different days? The Mesupik. The Meila of Ahocha Lechumra Ahocha Lechumra. They go both ways Lechumra. If you want to put two different Erevs, one for Mizrach and one for Mariv, the Mesupik. No, maybe it's considered one long day, and one long day you can't divide the day in half. Therefore, the one side you put for Mizrach has to apply for both days, Shabbos and Yom Tov. If it's eaten up the second day, if it's eaten up the first day, let it help for the second day. No, Luchumra, maybe it's considered two different Kedushas, that you have to have two different areas. So that's Shana Chomim. The Mesafkelei, what is the din of a Shabbos and a Yom Tov? Is it two Kedushas or one Kedusha? Yeah. Luchumra. So they told back to Rebbe Lezem, aren't you Moida? Shane Ma'arvin. Oh, there's a new Kashna. A little Tirashi on this. Tirashi Avul. Tirashi Emes. Kumai Avul Soro Matarkim Kush. It's not true. Shim Erev Baraglav. So here the Lashon is, if you went there Baraglav with your foot. In other words, there's another type of an Erev. Up until now, we're talking about Erubi Tchuma means you put out before Shabbos your two chalas, your mozen, and we say, since you have your food outside there, even though you're home, a person goes after his food, and since his food is outside in the fields, his Erev is chal there. There's another type of a way to make an Eruv B'Tchumim. That's if you yourself walk there, even without a challah. If Bein HaShemoshes, you yourself is outside in the fields, you're a payimam out of the city, Bein HaShemoshes, a person shvis is kind of where you are. So even if you don't have food there, just bo baraglav, hishim Erev baraglav drashim, shahoye le pas. He didn't have any bread, l'shagavay de shliach, to make a shliach, put it outside in the fields before Shabbos. Or the erev, to make an erev with. For holachu ba'atzmoy, but he himself walked out to the fields of Apayimama, and sat there, v'yoshav l'sleif Apayimama, he sat down at the end of Apayimama, atche kiddush alav hayoim. He waited until it came bein ha'shmoshes, until it was chal of dushes ha'shabbos. The locker is v'kon ha'shvisom. He's kind of a shvis outside where he's sitting, where he is bein ha'shmoshes, and once it's chal for the whole Shabbos. Because of Alon Debeisoy, then he goes back home and walks home and sleeps in his house. Of course, it's in the Apayimama. And then tomorrow he can walk back to the Mokum where he was yesterday and walk another Apayimama further. So Yuchachom Mamoida, if you did this the first day, is still Ma'arev Baraglav B'Sheni. Tzorech La'arev Baraglav Af B'Sheni. The second day you again have to walk there with your feet again. V'yena Yochol Lotzeis B'Sheni Chus Tchum Ayidei K'ni Yoharishon. You can't walk the second day because you made the Erev the first day. Or Yim Nechol Aruva, or else Yuchachom Sein Mishnah. If the Erev was eaten up the first day, in the case where you didn't walk there, you just put your pas there, Hamar b'pas v'nechal eruva b'yom rishon liyachas shakon eriv iyatem moedim li shein liyotzalah b'sheni ayde oisek niya. Your moedim, you can't walk out there on the second day because of the first eriv. His highlighter, Reb Lezer kumhadlev komar v'ada yafel devreichem beis kedusha sein. This is Reb Lezer's kasha techomim. Mashma, you also moedim that are called two different days, two different kedushas. That's why the eriv for the first day doesn't help for the second day. So if Rabbonin, the Teretz is, Rabbonin is Afgalu, Pishabis v'yomte v'kedusha achas nenu ishtei kedushis. V'yavdi hokle chumrum. V'yen yochol arev l'shnei ruchos. You can't make the error for two sides. Dilma chod kedusha. Maybe it's called one kedusha. One kedusha. And also v'hokle chumrum. V'necho barishayin. If it's eaten up the first day, v'yen erev l'shnei. You can't make an error for the second one. V'al dilma base kedusha same. Maybe it's considered base kedusha. So that's pranachomim. They go l'chumrum both ways. You have to have two different errors for the 2 days. But you can only use it for one side, because maybe it's only one day, and you can't change sides in the middle of a Shabbos. So the Gemara, Omrula the Rebbe Leza, they told back to Rebbe Leza, Iyato moida, aren't you moida, Shein Marvin v'tchila b'yomtif l'Shabbos. You can't make an Erev on Yomtif for Shabbos. It is a kasha on Rebbe Leza Shita. Rebbe Leza holds that Shabbos and Yomtif are called two different kedushas. So if you put your Erev down on Thursday afternoon for Friday, you have to again put the Erev again Friday on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So the Chur, you're doing a Ma'is HaChana. You're preparing on Yom Tov for Shabbos. You're walking there Friday afternoon. You're walking outside to put your challah down again. Chur Zakash, Yata Moida, Shein Marvin Betchila Miyom Tov LeShabbos. You're not allowed to do a Ma'is HaErev on Yom Tov to help for Shabbos. Or Malahen, Avol, you're talking right, it's true, you're not supposed to do it. Of Zoy High Laya, Kedusha Achasi. So, because a Kasha and Rabbi Leza, how would the Erev Chal the second day? Elamai, you're also Moida, it's like one Kedusha, and you don't even need a second Erev. So, there's a Kasha to Rabbi Leza. If you hold your Shit to visit the Mamish 2 different days, and you need 2 different Erevs, how could you put the Erev Friday afternoon down the Tzarech Shabbos? Rabbi Leza Teretz is, Hosim Mishum Hachona. Rabbi Leza's Moida, there is an Isser of Hachona. Let's see Rashi. If you didn't put the Erev down on Thursday night, the Erev Yom Tov for Friday for Shabbos, and you have to go out now on Shabbos itself, aren't you moided to me? You can't put the Erev down Metchila on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Alma Kedusha Sachasi. It's called one Kedusha. Rehu ki yoy mechod, shen yochol arav achatze yoyim, im lo iru ben ashmoshes. Whereas the kasher is mashm, it's muskim even contra bleza. Mitchila on the first day Friday, Yom Tov, you're not allowed to make a new Erev now for Shabbos. That's the din. Even according to Rabbi Leza, when you want to make the 2 different Erevs, you have to put them both down before Yom Tov. That means Thursday afternoon, you put down one Erev for Friday, and you put down the other side, another Erev for Shabbos. But if you didn't put another Erev down for Shabbos on Friday, on Yom Tov itself, you're not supposed to put the Erev down Metchila for Shabbos. So the Havminer is, why not? Because it's a right to the Rabbonin. That's considered one Kedusha, Yom Tov and Shabbos. Therefore, in the middle of Shabbos, you can't put an Erev to walk outside the Tchum. Every day, the Keni has to be the beginning of the day. Bein HaShemoshes. So that's why, when can you put the Erev down? Only Thursday night, when it's the beginning of the Yom Tov and Shabbos. But in the middle, you can't put the Erev down. So it's a kasha on Rebbe Leza. And for Rebbe Leza name, Hosa Mishum Hachona. I tell you, there's a new issa there. There's a Ma'is Hachona that's Osir. It's on Friday, on Yom Tov, even though tomorrow Shabbos is a new Kedusha, and it needs its own Erev, but there's an issa Metchila to put the Erev down on Friday for Shabbos. To Nisa Hachona. Yom Tov is not allowed to be Mechin for Shabbos. So according to the kasher is, we are making when Friday, Yom Tov comes out on Friday, we're making on Friday for Shabbos. The pshat is, we make it a Rubi Tavshilin. An Erev Tavshilin is Matthew to do Tzorche Shabbos on Yom Tov. So Tosafos speaks out that the Ike Heter of a Rubi Tavshilin is with the Svar of Hoyl. Like, what are we doing usually Friday? We're cooking Friday for Shabbos. You're not allowed to be making on Friday, on Yom Tov for Shabbos, but there's a Svar of Hoyl. Midiraisa Hoyle means whatever you're cooking now on Friday, even though your kavanah is really for tomorrow Shabbos, there's a svara Hoyle. Maybe an oni, maybe somebody will come into your house today that has to eat it today. So anytime you cook on Yom Tov, it's always called you're cooking for Yom Tov. That's the svara midiraisa why it's mutter. I midirabonon though it's still osir. Midirabonon was samech on arube tavshilin. We put an erev tavshilin. That's Matthew to cook on Friday for Shabbos. But from Eruv Tchumim, to do a Maisa of putting down an Eruv, putting down 2 lechems on Friday Yom Tov, for Tzarech Shabbos, there it doesn't pass any Svar of Hoyl. Everybody knows Klor, what are you bake? What are you putting down your lechem for? Only for tomorrow for Shabbos. So there's an Issa HaChona. So merely you're not allowed to put down on Yom Tov an Eruv Tchumim for tomorrow for Shabbos. So Rabbi Lez is also moided to this Issa. There's an Issa HaChona. That's why even though we hold Friday Yom Tov, and Shabbos are called two different kedushas, and the taka needs two different ma'aseh erivs, but you have to put down the two erivs before Yom Tov. It's Thursday afternoon, you have to go to the Mizrach side and put down one erev for Yom Tov, and you have to go to Marav's side and put down another erev for Shabbos. So you're not doing any hachana on Yom Tov. But to do it mitchila on Yom Tov, it's also for shemini'sa hachana. You can't prepare on Yom Tov for Shabbos. His cooking is mutter because midiraisi you have a svar of hoyl. I'm the rabbanon. You have an eruv b'tavshilim. The vice versa, eruv b'tavshilim does not help to do a ma'is hachana of an eruv etchumim. So that's why Rebbe Lez is moided to this issa. Rebbe Lez ahosa mishum hachana v'znisav hachana. Rashi bar Rashi mishum hachana shemeichem miyantav l'shabbos. Not that Pshat Reb Lez Old is called one day. Reb Lez Old is called two different days. But the reason why Metchili shouldn't put the Erev down on Friday for Shabbos, because you can't be making on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Tana Rabbon. So now we're going to bring Raya to these Yisraelis. Do we hold it's called two different days, or is it called like one Kedusha? Tana Rabbon. Erev Baraglav B'Yom Rishon. If somebody made an Erev Baraglav B'Yom Rishon, that means he walked there on Thursday night, Bein HaShemoshes, he was there outside by the Tchum. Is Mara Baragla B'Yom Sheni. The second day, Poshna means on Friday, he has to walk outside there again to make his Erev again on Friday for Shabbos. Nechal Ruve B'Yom Rishon. Let's say the Erev was eaten up the first day, and the Jew put it there Thursday, so it should be Chal for Friday, for Yom Tov, and it came down Friday, so it was eaten up. So what? En Yotzi Ola B'Yom Sheni. You can't walk out, you can't use this Erev B'Yom Sheni, Divrei Rebbe. As I help Rebbe. There is this called like two different Kedushas. And if you don't have the error for the second day, you can't walk out the second day. Instead, he blinds like the people in his city. This is Rebbe Shita. This is the first time we have such a Shita. Rebbe holds the Torah's Vadai. It's called two different Kedushas. So here, if you had an Erev for Friday. So Friday, you had the Erev outside Alpayim Mama the Mizrach. You were taka koina shvisa over there in Mizrach Hapai Mama. The Erev got eaten up on Friday. When it comes the next day, Shabbos, it's called a new Kedusha by itself. For Shabbos, you have no Erev at all. So where are you koina shvisa? In your house. So on Shabbos, you have Hapai Mama from your house. That's Rebbe. The Rebbe says, Vadai is called two different days. Rebbe Yehuda, why Rebbe Yehuda says no? You should know, Harei Zech HaMogomol. Rebbe Yehuda is Mesupik. Is it called two Kedushas or one Kedusha? You put the Erev for Friday for Yom Tov. And on Friday you got to eat up the Erev, for Shabbos you don't have an Erev. He owes it to Sofik. That maybe it's called one long Kedusha. So the Erev you put out there on Mizrach side is Koiner, even for Shabbos. Therefore on Shabbos, where do you have your Alpai Mama? Outside there by Mizrach. So you could walk Alpai Mama into your city, and Alpai Mama the other way. He's also Mesupik though, maybe Shabbos is called the new Kedusha by itself. If it's called a new day by itself, so you don't have any error for Shabbos. So where are you kind of Shvisa? Back in your house. So Mel, you have to be machmir that maybe the Shvisa is outside by Erev, maybe the Shvisa is back in your house. And you can only walk in between your Erev and your house. Those are the only two places you could walk. Because the Monashach, these are Pai Mama, you're allowed to walk. But you can't walk one Amma further than your Erev, and you can't walk one Amma further than your house. Because you have a Suffolk, where were you kind of Shvisa? That's the Yudah Shita. That should be like the Chum of Al Mishnah. That's a suffix if it's called 2 days or called 1 day. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Yishmael ben Eishah, Rabbi Yechon ben Baruch Imrim, Erev Baragla Barishin. If a person walked out there before Yontif and was there, Ben Hashmashris, by the Mokum of the Alpay Mama, is Bobber, Erev Baragla Barishin, is Ein Marev Baragla Bisheni. You don't have to make an Erev the second day. This again, Rabbi Shmuel Shita, that's called Vadai, one long day. It's called one Kedusha. Nechal Aruva B'Yom Rishon, if the Erev was eaten up the first day on Yom Tov, is Yoytzol HaVisheni, on Shabbos, still you're allowed to walk out Alpayim Amma from your first Erev, because it's called one long day. So while we had Rebbe hold cloths called one long day, and now we're having Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishah, Rabbi Yechon ben Baruch, they all hold that Shabbos and Yom Tov is called one long Kedusha. Omar Rav, Zok Rav, Halocha, Kedalets, Kenem, Halolu. You should know we paskin Halocha, like these last four Mandiyomer we have, the Aliba the Rebbe Lezer. And they all hold like Rebbe Lezer Shita in our Mishnah, the Yomer that they say, Beis Kedushas Hain. That's the Halocha. That is Shabbos and the Yom Tov are considered two different days. They have two different Kedushas. Therefore, if you put an Erev on one side for the first day, you have a right to put an Erev for the second day on the second side. Or else, if the first Erev was eaten up the first day, the second day, the Shavis is Vandai in your house. Because the second day is a new Kedusha by itself. If you have an Erev for the second day, good. If you don't have an Erev, it's Chal in your house where you live, that's your Pai Mama. Yeah. So tomorrow, V'yelu hein dalet zekeinim. Who are these dalet zekeinim? Who are the four man yomim that hold like this also? That's all considered one or two different days. Is Reb Shimon ben Gamliel? That's what we just had. For Reb Yishmael, for Reb Yechon ben Bruket, second man yomim out of here. For Reb Elezer, for Reb Shimon, and for Reb Yosef, Reb Yehuda Simtoi, and Reb Yosef, Reb Yehuda Simtoi. Rashi, Chad minayu Reb Elezer. Kol Reb Elezer stam b'shas hutana Reb Elezer ben Shemuhu. It's Reb Elezer ben Shemua. So therefore here it says Reb Elezer to Reb Shimon. It's a difference. Not the stam Reb Elezer. It's Reb Elezer to Reb Shimon. Well, this is it. No, this is it. Reb Elezer ben Shemua. This is what it means to us now, Gemara. Reb Elezer. I'm not sure.